So I had no previous training, and there was no request for training before I started. There were no formal types of training, and it was just working with whoever you were paired with. You were paired with someone for the first little bit, and it wasn't for long. I believe it was like two or three shifts. You were paired with someone, and then you worked along with them, and then you were considered fine to start working, you know, as a staff member. So it was a very routinized care. Came in, I worked on day shift a lot, and what I remember is I came in, everybody was to get up, so you started on one end, you had your dirty linen cart and your little silver cart that you took around, and we got everybody up into their wheelchairs, and some people I remember lifting on my own. So there was the you lifted them up, put them at the side of the bed, and then into the wheelchair. So some people were on your own, depending on how heavy they were, really. And then some that were very heavy, very difficult to transfer, there were the two people, and you just used your arms and into the chair they went. Yeah, so I hurt myself. I was on workman's compensation for, I believe it was 2 or 3 weeks. What happened was I was... you didn't have enough hands. So when we were toileting, when we were bathing, it was heavy work. And there was this one woman, and I was trying to transfer her onto a toilet. And she had to have been in excess of 250, 300 pounds. And like I said, I was tiny. And she had, there was a rail there. And I remember turning to try to keep her on the toilet. And she was slipping over, and I hurt myself trying to prevent her from falling. And so I couldn't move, so I twisted my back in a way that I just couldn't get up. And so I was literally at home on my flat on my back for a couple of weeks. I can visualize where we were. We were in the bathroom, and it was a big bathroom, and they had, it was like an in and out kind of thing we did. So it, the residents were lined up along one wall in wheelchairs and then brought into the bathroom. Some were put on the toilet and some were not. Some were just lifted in their chairs. The green pads, we had these big pads. They were green on the one side and like a kind of a softer white material on the inside. You would just lift up the resident again with your arm. So one person would be on one side, one person would be on the other, lift the resident up, take the green pad out and put a new one in, and then they were wheeled out. And if you, you know, if they were dirty from breakfast where they, you know, still had their bib on or they had something on their face, then you wiped their face and off you went. They went out the next door, the other side. And so some people who were able to be toileted were transferred to the toilet, one of the toilets that were there. And the way it was, from what I remember, is you just kind of were trying to get things done. And so there was no sense of safety or caution when we were doing the people. It was like, we need to get this done. And so there's this sense of you didn't want to bother the next person who was busy doing something else.